Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bat
tumble. Everyone. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to your instructors on the website at USAprepares.com, USAprepares.com. And if it'd be easier for you to spell it, you could type in GetPreparedExpo.com, and that'll take you to the same place. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And with us today is my dear friend, Bill Whaley. Well, welcome, Bill Whaley.
Thank you, Vince, for having me.
Hey, Bill, I thought a couple weekends ago you were going to visit the farm. What happened?
I kind of took the wrong road. I spent the day touring the southern part of Missouri.
Well, class, let me tell you who Bill Whaley is. If you're new to the broadcast, Bill Whaley is a helicopter pilot, and he was in the Vietnam conflict, and he was the guy that. We'd go rescue our guys when they're in harm's way. He'd pull them out of firefights. And he's been to the Get Prepared Expo many times. And he's coming to the Get Prepared Expo in March 27, 28, and 29 in Lebanon, Missouri. And he has this nickname. This is an affectionate nickname that we have for him, but it may not sound like it initially, but you'll learn why he has this nickname during the broadcast. We call him the Junk Man. Bill Whaley is affectionately known as the Junk Man. And I'll tell you what it is right now. The reason is Bill Whaley is an innovator, and he's an inventor, and he has the ability, the mechanical ability, and the skills necessary to take things that people would throw away. Like you just heard that we're polluting our oceans with 8.8 million tons of trash that's floating around in our oceans. Well, that might not be trash to Bill Whaley. He finds uses for things that other people throw away. And if you think about this, there really is a survival and preparedness component to that. So going forward, when manufacturing shuts down and when the longshoremen strike, as they have, and they've delayed production of items in this country because we buy parts from all over the world, well, those supply chain disruptions cause problems. But Bill Whaley finds ways of doing things with items that people throw out in their trash. Okay. I'm not saying he goes swimming in dumpsters, but like if someone puts something out at the curb and he sees it and it has metal and material in it, he may say, you know, I could make something out of that, and he does. And he has been to the Get Prepared Expo, and he teaches a seminar on how to live off junk, and he's been on television. You remember the names Jim and Tammy Baker? Well, Jim Baker and his wife came to the Get Prepared Expo several years ago, and Jim Baker asked me, you know, what's really cool here? Who do I need to meet? And I introduced him to Bill Whaley. And ever since then, Bill Whaley has been on television with Jim Baker. Is that right?
That is correct. In fact, the 16th of March, we're doing a seminar for him.
What are you going to be teaching?
We're going to surprise him this year. We go down every year, twice a year for him. But we're going to just take a regular bag of trash and dump it out on stage.
That would be a lot of fun.
It is.
You know,
we're going to take a bag of trash, dump it out, and take the trash out, sort through it, take one piece out there and a piece out there, and then start showing them what they can do with it. I'll have a finished mm-hmm. product of what comes out of that trash. But I'm going to take the bag of trash. I thought I'd put a little humor into it and get everybody excited about being free and being prepared.
There you go. There you go. So if you'd like to meet Bill Whaley, he'll be at the Get Prepared Expo. That's in the last weekend in March. He'll be doing two seminars, one Saturday, one Sunday, and he'll be at the banquet dinner on Friday night. So if you want to get and you can, he'll be at the other banquet meals too. So Bill, today we're going to talk about ultra light airplanes, and these are devices that you can build yourself. And we're going to talk about licensing. We're going to talk about requirements. We're going to talk about limitations. So why don't we start with what is an ultralight?
An ultralight is a flying machine, such as an airplane or a helicopter. Today, everybody can't afford today's expensive airplanes and helicopters. Back in 1982, I believe it was, the 103 program was introduced to the FAA. In other words, you could build your own ultralight airplane that didn't require no license for the aircraft, didn't require no license for you. But, of course, I always tell people if you decide to get into the ultralight arena, to go to your local airport, you know, take a few hours of flying lessons, learn emergency procedures, learn safety. It's like anything else. People think just because you own a motorcycle, hey, I can ride that motorcycle. And obviously, we have people that end up getting hurt or getting killed out of it. So we want to keep it as safe as possible for everybody so no one gets hurt. So the ultralight is the alternative way for the average man to be able to get off the ground and fly. Man's always wanted to fly since Leonardo da Vinci even had man flying. So we've always wanted to get off the ground and be free with the birds. So that's our alternative way of getting off the ground and flying.
Okay, so Bill, if I want to build an ultralight aircraft, what kind of skills would I need? I mean, do I have to be a pretty serious mechanic to do that, or do you think the average guy who has some tools in his garage that may change his spark plugs and rotate his tires with a hand jack will be able to do this, or is this a pretty serious undertaking?
Well, there's several degrees of it. The ultralight is a simple machine. There's nothing complex. The average man has got table saw, the sander, the drills, the welders, things like that. He can pretty well build an ultralight. Mm-hmm. And as far as mechanical knowledge-wise goes, most common sense person can actually sit down and build. In fact, they do better jobs sometimes than the manufacturers.
Okay. Well, what let's describe one of these ultralights. What are the components of it? We've got an engine. What else do we have?
Well, you got the main wings. You got the body, which is usually a tubular structure. It's either welded together. In the case of the gyrocopters, it's a little one-man helicopter, and it's bolted together. That's about all it really takes to put these little things together. The wings are covered in fabric. Of course, back in the 20s and 30s, all the airplanes were covered with fabric, either cotton, linen, or something like that. So that made the wings up, and then you had the fuselage, and then you either carried one person or carried two people. You can't go further past the off-lighting into what we call the home belt. The home belt requires, according to regulations, that we build 51% of it. In other words, we can't have a manufacturer do it first, but then if we have them build it first, we have to have a licensed mechanic to maintain it. We're in a home belt and an ultralight. An ultralight, once you build it, you don't have to have that license to repair it and maintain it. But in a home belt, if you do not build the 51% of it, you do have to have a licensed mechanic, which can get fairly expensive to maintain it for you. So that allows you to do your own inspections. It allows you to do your own repairs. It allows you to do just about anything you want because you built the aircraft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Bill, there are people that may not have thought about this. But, you know, when you have a trailer, you know, you're pulling a trailer behind your truck, you know, a small trailer, you don't have to buy one of those. You can actually build one, and it can be a homemade trailer, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is not all that far-fetched. I mean, just because you don't have a corporation or you don't have a factory doesn't mean you can't build your own trailer and tow it behind your vehicle on the road and be perfectly within the regulations. And also, you can do the same thing with a small aircraft. So, Bill, let's just put me in the contemplation stage of wanting to own a small ultralight. And let's say I want to build it myself. I'm gonna say I'll have a year. I'll take a year to do this part time. Is that enough time if I had a job?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure can. In fact, we've had guys build ultralights in the evenings after they get off work and weekends.
That's what I was thinking. Okay, so if I wanted to have an ultralight, and I do have a farm, and the farm is roughly 1 mile long frontage, and at the deepest part, it's a half a mile deep, and at the least deep part, it's a quarter of a mile deep. So if I wanted to have this aircraft and take off and land, how much, and I wanted to fly over my own farm just to check the cows, you know, instead of getting on a four-wheeler or walking or hopping on a motorcycle or a dirt bike, I wanted to fly over and see how the cows are doing. Would I need any special license to fly over my farm?
No.
How about if I were nosy, which I'm not, and I wanted to see what my neighbors were doing? Would I need a license to do that?
You don't need a license to fly the ultralight, but what you may do is...
Hold that thought. Get prepared, Expo.
For starters, John Moore, John Stadtmiller, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, Aaron Dakins, Brad Dakins, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us, just to name a few, are the senior instructors, medical doctor Norman Cheeley, engineer Matt Stein, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, physicist Dr. Richard Allen Miller, author Captain John Reagan, counter-terrorist Mike Ma, author Rich Sheban, and the CSPOA founder, Sheriff Richard Mack. You'll learn how water wells work, how to buy gold and silver quietly, discreetly, and privately. Learn the importance of good health and how to care for your loved ones. Learn alternative medicines, overcoming anxiety, stress, high blood pressure, and alternative cancer treatments. You'll have access to more doctors, more authors, more talk show hosts than any event we know of. The Get Prepared Expo, the last weekend in March, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 27th, 28th, and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bill Will is with us, and we know him as the Junk Man. But, you know, it's an affectionate term, but when you think about it, the knowledge that Bill Whaley brings to the expo is really, really neat. So if you'd like to meet him and talk about building an ultralight aircraft, or you'd like to talk to him about how to live frugally, he can teach you. And he's got a newsletter, and I'll let him explain it to you a little bit later. Bill, so if I want to fly, if I build this ultralight myself, more than 51% or more, I can inspect it myself, and I can take off and fly over my farm. Where else can I fly with this?
Actually, you can fly anywhere with an ultralight, providing you follow the rules, the road of the FAA. It has certain altitudes you have to fly at. Most of your ultralight aircraft is going to fly no higher than 1,000 feet. And just to be good neighbors, yeah, your neighbor may not say something about you flying over his house or his farm. It's just respect to veer away from that as much as possible. There are some farmers that like the privacy and don't want the noise and all that, so we try to respect everybody while we're flying that. But the ultralight, like we were just talking about, you can build them, but there are ultralights such as the powered parachute. It's a backpack. You carry the motor on your back with the propeller, and it's a parachute. There's no building it. All you do is put it together. And you can actually fly that.
Is that a parasail?
No, a power sail is when it's parasailing, as we call it, is when it's being pulled by a vehicle like a motorboat or truck or a car. These got their own engines. They got the powered parachutes. That actually has a metal frame that carries two people. It's got an engine on it. It takes off at 26 miles an hour, flies at 26 miles an hour, and lands at 26 miles an hour.
I can't run that fast. Bill, I'm thinking about when when you come into a landing at 26 miles an hour, how do you do that?
Actually, all you do is pull back the throttle. And when you pull back the throttle, you start losing lift, and the airplane starts settling slowly. And you maintain mm-hmm. that until you get just about 12 inches off the ground, and you pull the nose up. And since you do not have enough power to maintain flight, it's what we call stalling. The main wheels will hit down first, and you just hold the nose off mm-hmm. with the control tank, and then it will let itself down after it loses enough airspeed.
Okay, what does one of these parachutes cost with the frame and the engine?
About $8,000.
$8,000. What else could I do with that $8,000 in an ultralight?
Well, you can actually build an airplane with it. First, you have to decide what type of flying do you want to do. I just want to buzz around the farm. Do I yeah. want to take a short cross country over to the next county and see my buddy and land at the airport or maybe on his farm? So mm-hmm. You have to decide first.
Okay, let's say I want to do both of those things.
Okay. Well, if I was going to do that, I definitely wouldn't do it in a powered parachute. It'll take you forever. And if you got a headwind, it'll blow you into the next county, and someone will have to come and get you then. So, I would recommend that on windy days anyway. But if I was going to fly a little cross country, I would fly what they call a trike. It's a regatta wing. It's a triangular wing. And it's got a fuselage similar to a gyrocopter, a little one-man helicopter. It's got a motor on it. And you increase your power. The motor pushes you forward. As you build your speed up, you just push up on the nose of the kite. That's basically what it is. And away you go. They will cruise roughly about 40, 50 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So if I wanted to do cross country, I could do that. Or I could go into a gyrocopter. A gyrocopter takes anywhere from 50 to 100 feet to take off and land. Now, you can virtually do just about anything you want with a gyrocopter as you can a helicopter, except you can't hover.
Mm-hmm. You know, Bill, as you said, you can take off and land in 50 to 100 feet. You think about that, that's the length of a short suburban driveway, 50 to 100 feet long.
Exactly. The only thing you got to pay attention to is that you don't have tall trees around you.
And power lines. And power lines.
This is true. Granted,
man,
the ultralight has got a bad rap. Of course, people say they're unsafe or they're like anything.
Hold that thought. We're going into a commercial break. Bill Whaley, the Junk Man, I'll be right back. What's so special about the Get Prepared Expo? Imagine having the opportunity to learn from some of the best preparedness and survival instructors available today. The faculty of USAPrepares.com. Imagine meeting your radio instructors all in one place. The last weekend in March. Imagine having lunch or dinner at a table with your instructors. And the cost? $10.80. Imagine having your favorite instructors autographing and personalizing your new books. Imagine buying Berkey water filters at deep discounts, the lowest price in the country. Imagine buying freeze-dried long-term storage food at the lowest price in the country. You don't have to imagine. This is real. It's at the Get Prepared Expo, the biggest and best preparedness expo there is, March 27, 28, and 29 in Lebanon, Missouri. One-day tickets are $8 on the website, GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Bill Whale is with us, and we're talking about ultralights. And, Bill, you mentioned that ultralights have gotten a bad rap. Tell us about that, please.
Well, it's like anything else, Vince. Ultralights are the real light aircraft. In fact, to qualify as an ultralight, the aircraft can't weigh no more than 254 pounds, can't carry no more than 5 gallons of gas, and it can't cruise no more than 55 miles an hour. So, obviously, it's a real, that's why it's classified as an ultralight. So, it can be pour up real easy. If you let this sit out in the wind and the wind just tried to roll it around, it just tear it up for you. So
sure.
But there again, it's like anything else. Most of the accidents that the ultralights have had has either been pilot's error. In fact, all of them have been pilot's error, because ultralights, you don't get up in the morning and your ultralight says, well, today I'm going to fall apart on you. Mm-hmm. You do have maintenance to do on it. You do have things to check on pre-flight before you fly them and that. A lot of people, like, look at your car. People don't pay attention to the car. They just drive it until something quits. You don't do that with aircraft or off the flight. Before every flight, you're always looking. When you're not flying, you're always making sure everything's lubricated. You make sure you've got all the safety put into that flight that you can possibly put into it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why they got a bad rap, because people don't understand. The pilot makes the decision, make a mistake.
Bill, I can tell you, if anyone watches me before I get in my vehicle, like if I'm at a meetup at Jimmy's Egg on Monday, they'll see me walk around the car. They'll see me look at the tires. They'll see me walk around and see if there's any obstacles that have been put under my vehicle that weren't there when I pulled into the parking space. You know, they'll see me check for flat tires. And I do a pre-flight before I get in my car. I do that at the farm. I do that everywhere I go. Because it's crazy. To me, I could run over a nail on the way into the meetup, you know, on the highway, and I could have a flat tire as I pull out. And I don't want to, you know, ruin my rims or wheels. I don't want to do that. So I do a pre-flight, and you're absolutely right. So, Bill, if we want to build one of these ultralights and we want to learn how to fly it, how do we learn how to fly it, first of all? And then let's talk about what's it going to cost to have, you know, an aircraft that would be durable and last us years and years and years.
Flight, number one, you have to decide on what type of flying you want to do. Like I said, you can build the regatta wing or the flying trike, as we call it. You can build a gyrocopter. You can build a little single-man airplane. It runs on a two-cylinder engine, basically lawnmowers. You're the smallest home-built airplane two guys can pick up from the wingtip. You stand on one end of it, and I get on the other. We can pick this airplane up total. Engines and all, and it runs on two chainsaw motors.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you have to decide what type of flying you want to do. If I want to go visit my buddy, well, of course, I'm going to need something to be a little more durable, that can take a little more punishment, such as the wind, the weather, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can find, there are people throughout the whole United States that can key, if you're flying an airplane, for example, if you build an off-light aircraft, the Quicksilver is a good one. It's aluminum tubing and fabric rings with the engine. You can get flight instructors from where you buy the kit.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to your, let's just say you built the airplane and there's no one in that area that flies ultralights. You can go to your local airport and get flight lessons from a flight instructor. And there again, like I mentioned earlier, is learn safety. Read meteorology, safety procedures, takeoffs, landings. Learn all that. You can do that in about 10 hours and be sufficient, and then go back and fly the off-light. Because the off-light, just because you own an off-light that doesn't require a license, a lot of people think, well, I'll get on it, I'll buzz around the farm, they either tear it up or get hurt. When that happens, that means there's more regulations coming down the pipeline. So it's all about safety.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just went to the internet, and I'm looking at these Quicksilver ultralights. They're kind of neat looking, and unless I'm looking at the wrong ones, it looks like some of them you can have two people in. Is that right?
You can. Now, the ultralight, mm-hmm. if you're going to carry two people, now you're going to have a license. Did the aircraft itself?
Okay, and what's that?
I'm sorry?
So if we have to have a license now for two people, because that'd be a lot more fun flying around with Mrs. Finelli. So than me just flying, you know, solo. What are the steps to get a ticket to fly an ultralight for two people?
It requires a pilot's license. Now, what we call a private pilot requires 40 hours of flying, in which 20 hours will be with an instructor before he'll solo you. That means he'll let you go by yourself. And then you finish your 40 hours up, and at that time you go take a written exam with the FAA, and you take a flight check ride with the FAA. But they changed that, and they come out with a new license. It's called a sport pilot. Instead of, well, the private pilot requires you to have a physical every 2 years. But the new one with the, plus a lot of old pilots, well, I got a buddy, it's a B-52 pilot. He had a little high blood pressure. They grounded him. So he couldn't fly an awful lot because he couldn't pass the medical. So they came out with a new sport license. If it ain't life-threatening on your medical, you don't need a medical. All you need is your driver's license. Now, the sport pilot only requires 20 hours of instruction.
Okay. Now, what would, Bill, what is the cost for 20 hours of instruction? You pay by the hour, I take it.
Yeah, you can buy block time or you can buy it by the hour, whichever way you want. Depends on where you're going and what type of airplane you're going to be training. And the trainer they mostly use is a Cessna 150 or 152. It's a little two-passenger, got a 100-horsepower engine. You're averaging about $75 to $100 an hour.
And okay, so $75 to $100 an hour times 20 hours.
No, you only need 20 hours.
Yeah, 20 hours, right. Okay. So, Bill, back to building this. Let's say I want to get one of these Quicksilvers, and let's say I'm frugal and I want to shop around and find one that somebody started to build and said, you know what, I just don't have the time to do it. What would that cost me to find something like that, something that someone wanted to get rid of, not one that's destroyed and beat up, but one that's, you know, maybe someone just doesn't have the time to fly anymore or they move from one location or another and they're getting rid of it. What would that cost?
You can start anywhere from $1,000 and go up. Just depends on what kind of shape it's in, what kind of aircraft it is, man, and, you know, how much abuse it's had, man. But what I always tell people, when you're buying an off-the-line, you may get a good deal on it, but I always prefer to take it when I get it home, tear it apart, and start from scratch, putting it back together, checking every nut and bolt, making sure those cracks in the tube, there's no rips or my cables are not falling apart on me. I know when I take it off the ground, it's safe. Because you don't know what he did prior to that. He might have said, I got some old cables off my old John Deere tractor I can use for that. That's not, you can't use just any old thing for your off-the-light. It has to be aircraft quality. And, of course, the workmanship has to be quality. I always tell people, if you're going to build yourself an off-the-line, it's not required, but call your local FAA and say, hey, I'm going to build me an off-the-line. Take your plan, or your information of your off-the-line that you bought with you in there and let them look at it. They may have one of their inspectors look at it, a licensed mechanic. Such as myself, I'm a licensed mechanic. I can build it, help you build it. And you can still fly it, even though I helped you build it. Because it's an off-flight. Now, if you go into sport aircraft, home built, you have to have built at 51%. You do. Otherwise, you've got to have a licensed mechanic to maintain it for you.
So, Bill, me being who I am, you know, and knowing you, and, you know, so I've got a friend in the business. And, class, you've got an instructor in the business. So knowing you, Bill, if I found, let's say on Craigslist, an ultralight that fit the description that I was talking about before, I would want to call you and say, Bill, I've found this. Can I send you the link to it? Would you look at it on your, you know, on your computer and tell me if you think I should pursue it or not? Do you recommend that someone who's interested in ultralight find a friend in the business, or if they're thinking about it, come see you at the Get Prepared Expo and tell you what they found? Is that what you would recommend?
Yeah. In fact, like you just mentioned, if you say, hey, Bill, I found an ultralight, I say, well, I'll meet you Saturday. We'll both go look at it physically. Because we do not know what's being hid. Anything that's out of sight and covered up, we can't tell what's going on. We want to put our hands on and say, yeah, this tube is rotting from the inside out because we have a way to test it.
Mm-hmm.
This there again, we're going back to safety. If we take all the safety out of our flying, they're going to take the flying away from us.
You know, Bill, let me put an exclamation point on that. Years ago, when we were in Virginia, we had a lot of poaching on our farm, and there were lots of shots fired in our woods, and it just drove me crazy. Because I had cows on the farm, and these hunters would just sneak in over the fence, and they'd just start shooting deer on our property. Well, one day, I was out in the on the back deck at the farmhouse, and I heard this engine roaring over the woods. And I thought, I can't believe it. These guys hopped the fence. Now they're using ultralights to poach. Well, what happened was this poor guy bought an ultralight. Well, actually bought a Rotaway little helicopter, and it crash landed in our field. And so I come out, to see him, like, what are you doing? And he's like stunned because he just crashed in our field because the throttle cable stuck wide open. It's exactly what you're talking about. The other guy built it and didn't do a good job.
Some of you might be wondering, just what is the Get Prepared Expo? The Get Prepared Expo is designed to help everyone survive tornadoes, snowstorms, ice storms, earthquakes, and God forbid, a real terrorist attack. Are you ready? Have you thought through all the scenarios? At the Get Prepared Expo, you'll meet exhibitors who will help you prepare and survive and learn what you need. Included in your all-day passes are one-hour seminars on water filtration, cooking and heating without electricity, wood, or any kind of fuel. The all-important survival garden and growing food with heirloom seeds, radiation detection and radiation survival. There are over 60 seminars at the Get Prepared Expo. Think of it as a college preparedness degree in a weekend. Get Prepared Expos are taught by preparedness leaders, authors, medical doctors, and radio personalities. Bring your questions. We have the answers. We hope to see you the last weekend in March, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. gallon. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Class
is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, just a quick announcement. On Monday, we've got a meetup at Jimmy's Egg. Author Gene Lewis is going to be with us, and his presentation is based on his book, Survival of the Slickest. Survival of the Slickest. And it's everyone's risk of being terrorized by lawyers. Everyone's risk of being terrorized by lawyers, by USA Prepares instructor Gene Lewis. That's Monday. And, of course, I'll give you my take on the news. And then we'll be talking about Springfield, Missouri, the business model that includes the Chinese factory outlet and how their business model works. And also I want to mention that the website has version 2.13 of the schedule. I've been through probably easily 50 versions of the schedule so far, and it keeps changing. And it is lacking 12 seminars. So I'm going to be adding 12 seminars over the weekend that are not shown on the current version of the schedule. So whatever you see on the schedule at USAPrepares.com, when you click on seminars, it won't be totally accurate until the day of the expo. So what you do is just look at the titles and who's speaking and see if you're interested in picking which seminars you want to go to. But the exact times may change, okay? Because so far we're adding 12 more this weekend, and I'm sure it's going to increase to maybe 15 or so by the end of the weekend. So it's a living document, the schedule, and it keeps changing as more and more people are added. So, Bill Whaley, the ultralight. Will you be talking about that and entertaining questions about that at the expo, or what are your seminars? Can you share with us what your seminars are going to be at the expo?
My seminars at the expo is to show people how they don't have to spend money. In fact, we even show you how to cut your normal utility bills down to nothing by changing what you're doing. We show you how to take any trash and every trash and how to utilize it, not just in a disaster or emergency, but use it every day. Once you start doing these types of things, you start cutting your cost of living down to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We've taken $500 electric bills for people and got it down to $100.
You know, Bill, you've been to our farm, and you've been in our farmhouse and on the farm, and We have been able to get our electric bill many, many months below $100, literally. And yes, you can do it. What Bill is saying, absolutely, you can do this. You do not have to have $500 electric bills. As a matter of fact, the electric utility company, the cooperative, when we first moved here, they came and they took apart the electrical boxes that run, you know, along our driveway, the underground wiring, to see to see how it's possible that we were using so electricity. They'll never admit it to me, but I think they were thinking, hey, I'll bet you these guys have their own cable and they're siphoning off electricity. And that's not the case. But they just can't, they can't understand how we can live with so little electricity. But you can do it, and Bill will teach you how to do that. And he's done it time and time again. As a matter of fact, Bill, if I remember correctly, actually, I do remember correctly, but there was a woman who wanted to take you home.
Yes, she did. After she got done, after she got done with my seminar, she came out to the booth, and to be honest with you, she latched onto my neck and started crying. And I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. I said, you're getting me wet. What's the problem? She says, you just don't know what you did to me. I said, well, if you tell me, we'll both know. So she explained. No one's ever told her, because she was a single woman. Her husband passed away, and she was on the verge of becoming homeless. And no one had ever told her it was all right to use trash and junk to sustain life. And we explained to her, I lived in the back of my pickup truck for 4 years going to college, next to the river, because I could. And I couldn't afford an apartment. So this is what I'm trying to tell you. We don't have to bow to the system. We have ways to make our own gasoline. We have ways to make our own electricity. We have ways to make our own water. We have ways to make anything we want out of trash, because there is no rule for it, except you can't litter with it. That's it.
Bill Whaley, thanks so much for being with us. I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Get Prepared Expo. Bill Whaley, our junk man, USAPrepares.com. Bill, thanks so much for being with us.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katy Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katyarmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.